אין מקיים מצוות תורה, מקיים מצוות תורה. כנגד שכר שיהיה לו כאשר הוא מקיים מצוות תורה, איזה יש לשכר גם מקיים המצוות. יש לו שכר גם שכר. וגם המצוות לא יסעשה, כאשר הגיע ליד את דבר וכויף את יצא בין אוי, ויש לשכר גם, like we said before, that if a person יושב לרוב עבר, בעבר ליד אם הוא לא יבין גם שכר for it, like it's מקיימת. וגם כן יושב השכר והנום מן עבר, שיהיה לו עם יב העבר, כנגד זה מה שמעט והשכר שלו מן השם יסבור, אם הוא מקיים את הספר, וזהו השכר הזה כנגד סדר. So, that's why you have the different, there's the thing that's supposed to be חושב מזבאים. ויש מקשם על זה. וכי משמע שעשה מצווה של השכר, אלוקור הציר את הישראל שדוד את השכר. וזה נגד מים עתיק לשם על ציור כבוד הראשם של סדר לקבל פרס. ואין זה קשה, כאילו דיבר רק נגד טהרה, כאילו פעם עוד אם הקושי למיצו של יצר הטרח, או כפי את היצר. ועל זה אומר, אם יצרו כל מעשה יש כל זה, הווה מחשב, וסו און. אבל בבד אדם לא יחב מזה, רק יעשה בשבילו עבר. Let's talk a little bit about this, because this is an important נקודה. There's a fundamental נקודה here in לשמוע, in שלא לשמוע, אסחר, נת סחר, and so on. Let's talk about the lishma in the shalei lishma. I mean, Chazal are maslik in the unit of lishma shalei lishma, but on the other hand, they say la'olam yasek adam shalei lishma shemetech kachat abadei lishma. The word la'olam carries in itself a mashma of kilu. It's right to do it like that, and on the other hand, it's clear that that's not the end of the derech, but the person is supposed to do it lishma. I want to try to explain the two shlavim, or the two stages of lishma and shalei lishma, and then we'll try to understand where it's going with it. Let's try to understand the basic concept of lishma and why it's so unique and so chashuv. A person, l'marshal, down in front of two bowls of ice cream, and we tell him, choose. Person standing in an ice cream shop, and there's chocolate and vanilla, and he either doesn't have enough money to buy both, or the kid, or he's a kid, and tells him, you can choose one or the other. Now, that choice is, he has to evaluate the pleasure center in his brain, which one is tickled to a high degree, the chocolate or the vanilla one. So he tries to remember what it's like to eat vanilla, what it's like to eat chocolate, and wherever he feels the strongest sense of cheshit, that's where he goes with it. So basically, what the person is doing is he's evaluating the strength of that, of the hanah, and which one is a stronger hanah. That's a simple choice of pleasure, which is basically our motivation is pleasure, and we choose between which is more pleasurable. There's a second mahalach. A person is given a choice between buying ice cream now and choosing from the vanilla chocolate, or to go to work now, schlepping the living stuff, where he's going to earn more money, and with that more money he can buy the extra fancy ice cream with the sprinkles on top and the chase, whatever, the syrup and the chayn challah. So the hanor that he's talking about is the same hanor. The question is whether to take this hanor or to choose something that's a derech to get to the same hanor on a larger scale. So the choice between the two things also boils down to the bottom line. Hanor is the hanor, one hanor. It's the hanor of the achila, and the question is just whether or not to do something to get to it, or to choose now. The same thing, but if a Kohli person goes to work at a job, he can lay off and be on welfare and pick up extra amount of hana, but he can't pick up too much hana. But he has to work hard and sweat, and if he works hard, he gets more money and he can pick up more hana. So those are all within the same realm. Whereas the lashma, meaning the point, the tainuk I'm talking about is the same tainuk, but I am I'm going back kif into it, and therefore getting a bigger hana by having to work for it. Let's go a step further. There are other types of hanas. A person can choose, I can eat chocolate ice cream now, or I can go to the beach and enjoy the weather and the sea and the sand. Both of them are physical tanugim, and it's a little two different hanas than having a chocolate ice cream, vanilla ice cream. But at the bottom of the line, the hana is, which one will the guf binana more from? The taste of the ice cream, or the laying in the beach and so on? I can go one step more subtle. I can move another step over and say, I have the hana of eating the chocolate ice cream now. Or there's a certain pleasure of people saying, ah, you look very fit and trim and athletic, etc. And that hana versus the hana of sitting and eating chocolate ice cream. So a person can weigh sometimes two different hanas, and the question is which one or two will he be into? Does he like more hearing people say how great he is and how well fit and trim he is, or does he like sitting and eating the ice cream? Those are still within a framework of these worldly hanas. At the end of the day, the hana of praise and shevach and so on are part of this mitzvah. And that is still this world, but it's a much, much finer pleasure. It's already not the pleasure of fitting of pure physicality. Shevach and so on is a more subtle hana. A kid, when a kid is 3 or 4, he's sitting and making sand piles and playing with the mud. And when his parents tell him you have to get dressed and cleaned up and you're dirty in your Shabbos suit or whatever it is, the kid only sees it as a hechreach. He doesn't see anything good about wearing a tight-fitting Shabbos suit that isn't like the chlal, and he really enjoys playing in the mud, and that's fine with him. When he gets older, he chooses between playing in the mud or looking good and everybody saying, oh, you look so nice in your Shabbos outfit, it's so lovely, and so on and so forth. So a person, the choice begins to move into two different worlds. Let's go to something much further out. Somebody is faced with the choice of saving a child, Rahman Atzlan, that's in a fire. And your choice is running into the building and possibly very seriously suffering some injury, and you know the pain that has. But the second side is to save a child. So the ava of a parent or a child is the chlal, is a different type. And it's not the pshat that he says it's not going to hurt so much. It's just that it's a chlal of a different nature, and one is not shayach to the other. So we have different choices, that the choices become more and more wide apart in terms of, is it of the same world or not? Ultimately, when a person chooses between Torah and mitzvahs, or averus and atzlanis, he's choosing between two things that have no common denominator whatsoever. The hana of olam haba is of a completely different nature, and when a person chooses to do a mitzvah over doing an avera, he's not choosing between chocolate ice cream or vanilla ice cream, or no ice cream today but lots of ice cream tomorrow, or not even the covet of people saying what a great looking guy he is. He's choosing a world that has no shaykhah, a world of neshama versus a world of kuf. And the act of choosing is, who am I? Am I this metzius or this metzius? Now, olam haba de kinyanim, ruchnis de kinyanim, can be translated to two ways. I can say to it, I can say that it's bechlal not shayach la'isa inyan. It has no shayachas to this world in Yanim, period. And that's the lishma. That's called lishma in ruchnius. It means I perceive a tainik ruchni as the world that it is. And that's the world. Just like a mother perceives saving a child as saving a child, and the world of possible physical pain or hurt doesn't mean anything in that world as no shaykhis. And it's not the pshat that saving the child now will give me more hanor later. It's a whole different, two different worlds are coming to me. In ruchnius, it's much more extreme because at the end of the day, saving a child is an instinct that even an animal has, and it's a powerful instinct in a person, not even a bailam sometimes to choose. In ruchnius, it's a choice of, am I this or am I that? So the emes la'amitoi of ruchnius is lishma. Lishma means I deher that mitzias as being the thing I want. And therefore, lishma makes me a ruchnistic person. And that's why the Rambam says that Olam Haba is totally doing lishma. The famous Rambam Pirush Mishnayos and Makkos that says the fikach chilul of Torah mitzvahs, because the Rambam says le'yimolet, that if you do many, many mitzvahs, one of them you'll do lishma, and that will bring it to Olam Haba. And then there's the kasha, where does it say need to do mitzvah lishma? But the teichin is, Olam Haba is the world of lishma. It means it's a world of mitzvahs. The teichin of the world is mitzvahs, and you've got to relate to that, to have shan shaychas to it. So in the emes l'amitai, real ruchnius is lishma. Meaning the kud of hanah they relate to is the world of ruchnius. However, the person can never make that jump straight off. We are physical people to start off with. And the Rambam says so before. The Rambam in his Akdama Techelek explains that the method of Chinuch is appropriately step by step by step. First you give a kid candies. So the kid can only have physical hanah. So we tell the kid, okay, you like candies. All you have to do is work for an hour and you get lots and lots of candies or special treats or whatever it is. So it is appropriate because a kid can't deher lishma and it's not going to work lishma, and the kid dehers it as a little bit of a longer route to get to chocolate. But chocolate is the only hanah a kid relates to. He gets a little older, he relates to money. And now we can say learn, get prizes, money, and so on and so forth. At a third stage, covet speaks to him. And you tell him, It's nice to hang around and eat pizza, but it's a lot nicer that people say, well, Tom Chacham, he's chashib, he knows his stuff. And then the Rambam says, if he's ready for it, you megalei rozeh that malach hasharas ha-meshamesh bo. The rozeh of lishma is, it's something that is, a seid is something that has not, we've said it over about Peres HaSeid, I think Nefesh HaChaim says, if I'm not mistaken. Kabbalah is not called seid because they didn't tell it to anybody. In that case, once they published that, they time, it's nigla. It's a seid because the meaning is always a hidden meaning. Olam Haba is not shayach to anything in this world. I can't describe it in terms of anything in this world. Even covet, I can describe this world. I can tell somebody, you know that geshmaka glow that you get when they get up and they say, ah, so-and-so knew the Gemara and so-and-so got this. It feels very good, right? You don't have to eat for a day, you don't have to sleep for a day. It's just, you just glow with that. It's a tainug to have some shaykhs to. But to relate to a tainug to have no shaykhs to, lishma means there's a tainug ruchni that is it's a nekuda that's completely divorced from this world. And therefore, it's a dialogue that I have to reach at the end. So both parts are important. I need to understand that the road is shaloi lishma. Lo'olei lemiasik adam tchila shaloi lishma is a halacha. It is appropriate to act that way because the tchila always starts with that. And that's why, like Dibra Kenege Tzahara, like he says, a person needs to refrain from an avera. And the avera, let's say, is a taiva. So, lishma is not the place to start with.
Yeah. Can I just ask a question?
Yes.
So at the end of the day, someone who is holding by the having the chashiv schar mitzvah keneged hefseidah is not someone who's holding by lishma. And as once you're holding by lishma, there is no mokum anymore for having the chashiv.
It's like muscle mad of a daima. If you see an adult, a mechubadik adult, and who is very sensitive and conscious of himself, and he'll tell you that the reason he doesn't sit down and play in the mud is because his mommy is going to come and give him a patch, you would kind of think he's either got a very cute sense of humor, or he needs help, or he's English, one of the three. There's got to be some sort of, it's weird. Well, what do they mean? I mean, it's strange. A person is supposed to be holding at a certain point. If a person learns at the age of, you know, at a grown-up age, he learns for COVID. We dare it. It's still okay. You know, everyone has all this. But if he learns because they're giving out lollipops, they're giving out pizza at the end of it, you would say to yourself, it's strange. The person hasn't matured any place. It's not, you know, subtly we do it. On the subtle sense, you know, if you have a place where people learn and there's coffee there and there's this, there, that, there, it goes into a shtickle to the pleasantness of the place and you can't deny it. But nobody would say at the age of 35 that I'm learning because they're giving out lollipops or because there's donuts, free donuts. The truth is people do it, but it's not appropriate. A COVID is something that is appropriate. COVID, but a person holding a lishma shouldn't have shaykhs to this to that world. It's not you know, just like a person when he learns at a certain time, we gain an interest in learning that we don't need to translate it into lower forms. It helps when you have particular tiras. So for anyone who's sitting and learning in Kolo in his late 20s, he's learning because he really feels a sipuk nafshi in the learning. It helps that Lamashal at a time when there's a lot of tiras and tiras, we give ourselves a shtickle prize or something like that. But it's not something that should be his metzias. He would say at this stage in life, person, because he got a certain tainuk of lishma in it.
How does that bridge work? I mean, a person starts off with all sorts of inyanim of, like the Rambam says, very physical zach, and then he moves up slowly. How does it bridge from becoming something that at the end of the day is shaykh to olam hazeh, and then the person jumps somehow?
Because the etzem pu'ula wakes it up in him. Let's give an example, an outside example, not nuchnis. Music lessons. So you put some kids, the one-tenth of 1% kids are born with a tremendous chukka for playing music and so on. Most kids, their parents force them to learn how to play the instrument. They give them a little bit prizes. They then get covered. But at some point, the pu'ula itself awakens in the person the world of music. So, just like, you know, each and every one of us, at a certain age, we did not terribly enjoy learning. There were little prizes, and I think most everybody can probably remember the tkufas when a compliment did it for us, when a rabbi said, ah, you talk like a lamdin, ah, he's a bach who's sitting and learning seriously. We can relate to that, and at some point the learning itself awoke in us in a kuda. It reached a deep nekuda in our neshama that feels the lishma of the cheshik of learning, the rutzen to know, and so on and so forth. So the pu'ula itself awakens it, but to keep doing it, I need to have shalei lishmas, which are a bridge, and they keep going more and more in the direction of lishma. Mm-hmm. So lishma, when people ask it to define lishma, lishma means you deher that particular, the tainug as it's meant to be. In other words, the tainug of learning is not supposed to be the candies. It's not supposed to be the covered get fit. It's not even supposed to be the mathematic, the intellectual. If you can get the same hanor out of a good math puzzle, you haven't reached the hanor that's the panimistic hanor. What you want is the hanor of the thing itself, the metzias itself. You know, what is the metzias learning, which is the understanding of emes in the world. When you relate to that, that's called lishma. If I can give a mashal to it, go out and you meet a young woman, and you come back and the shatran says, how'd you like it? And you say, oh, it's fantastic. And he says, what's fantastic? Well, this girl is a multi-millionaire, and I guess if I marry her, this comes along with it, and I absolutely love money, so I think she's a great girl. I think it's a girl I want to marry. So that's the example of the most shalolishmo we could think about. That's one darga. A second darga, he comes back, and I say, oh, very, very great girl, and what's so great? She dresses absolutely smashing, and I just love her style and the way she dresses. So now, sometimes a girl, this is her metzias, and she likes the type of boy, he likes the way she dresses, and then it's a wonderful shidduch. He's found the core mile of the girl, and it's a great marriage. Most girls will tend to be offended by it slightly, and will say, yes, I do dress very well, but I think there's more to me than that. So a third person will come back and say, this person has a tremendous sense of humor, very sharp-witted, and very witty, very enjoyable. So again, some people at this junction will say, well, that's me exactly, and I like people like sense of humor because that's my metzius. Another person will pull me upset and say, well, that's not me. I know that I say things and I can be very witty, but my real metzius is the depth of understanding. I just have a very nice way of packaging it, and I can give it over in a very cute way, but that's not me. The nekuda of me that I'm interested in is my metzius. And whatever my metzius is, if my metzius is my compassion for people, and somebody says, oh, I just like him or her because of how much they care for people, then I say, oh, he understands me. This person wants the me that is me. Or if I pride myself on my depth of understanding of the world around me, and somebody says, oh, I like the way that... But the lishma means I get to the nekuda of the atmius of it, and that's my nekuda's achiza. And tainug in the person. The next paragraph he basically just sums up, and he says that all of them are just, and these are all these things that are possible to, these are all things that are that keep a person avera because of each and every one of, let's just finish up Pashit paragraph because it's kind of a cap when we said, Ubeir Mamon Shama Rebbe, Dainu Havizoyer, Hasheni Vav Mechashiv, Akiva Sakim Firm. These are all the things you need to help you in the mitzvah Torah. Sometimes we mezalv because you don't see the erech of the mitzvah. Just like what's on house, the first thing is the zehirus. Ein schar lov. Yeah, big deal. Shlokach uvat la mitzvah. Vavzama vezoyer. Ulefam modem bo lav avera. Ki mitzvah says it's a terech lasus ha mitzvah. Or it's a terech lo itzah zeitzah. It's causing a difficulty. It's not because he does not evaluate it, but it's a lot of money, a lot of time, a lot of effort. Or the mitzvah, he's got a lot of temptation.
Rebbe did the